Where do we go from here? This is the We the Exiles podcast.
We will not, build the church according to the changing whims of an ungodly culture. We will change that ungodly culture by the power of the immutable gospel.
Welcome to the We the Exiles podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Wood, along with my co-host and brother, Chandler Wood.
What's up?
We appreciate you joining us today. In this podcast, we examine Christian culture in the light of Scripture. We believe in the sufficiency of Scripture, and our goal is to help others be bold and stand firm in a world that is increasingly anti-Christ.
And with that, we pray, Jesus Christ, may you be glorified and give us wisdom to speak clearly and boldly about your unchanging truth.
Good old change. Change, change, change.
Change, change, change. Well, it's been 1 week.
About 1 week, yeah.
Since we released our last podcast.
And this podcast is probably coming out a little later in the day today than usual because I've been battling some health things, but it's not going to stop us from releasing this podcast today. We wanted to get this out to continue to update you guys on what we're doing with the Exiles and I just continue to press forward, commit to our...
Yeah, I actually went and grabbed all the gear from where we had it set up at our church, and we're set up in Cameron's house today.
Yeah, so we're in a new space for the day. We're actually set up in my dining room area with all the gear doing this, and we're going to get into more details later about change, goals, everything pertaining to the future of We the Exiles in the main dish. But to start off, I do want to... talk about some things surrounding culture, Christian culture. Yeah. We've alluded to
we mentioned a little something about Joshua Harris on, I can't remember what episode
it was.
But at the time, he had separated from his wife.
Right.
And then a couple of days later, this progressed, and we haven't been able to talk about it yet.
Right, where he came out pretty much talked about leaving the faith.
Yeah,
leaving
so you might have heard about it, but we wanted to kind of
Right, and I'm sure this has been driven to the ground on any other show. So if you're an avid podcast listener, especially Christian podcast, you may have heard pretty much everything there is to hear.
But they haven't heard We the Exiles about it.
I just wanted to talk about this, not in a way to just keep hammering Joshua Harris, because first and foremost, we should, as Christians, be devastated and heartbroken over situations such as this.
And we should be in prayer.
Right, prayer, first and foremost, for these individuals.
Repentance.
Repentance, because we understand our depravity. We understand each and every one of us is capable in our wicked hearts, without Christ, of the same type of situation. We're capable of this. We understand that if there's anything good that comes from us at all, any good work that we're able to do, it would be solely from Christ. Because our works apart from Christ are as filthy rags to the Holy God. We know this, we understand this, and we need to remember that whenever things happen to leaders of our faith. Specifically those who seemed for at least a while to be doing good things, specifically with him. Now that doesn't mean we condone nor do we endorse such actions, but we should always be devastated because this, more than anything, we should want to encourage and uplift and hold people to the standard set before us in God's word because we care more about the church, about Christ, than these other things that are going on in our world, and that's why we should have this demeanor about us.
Yeah. So I wanted to read a little bit of what, I guess, a caption to the post that he made.
Right. And what we want to speak about specifically is about this idea of, and what I kind of want to, about what he said about in regards to leaving the faith, and then kind of discuss that more in detail.
This is just a little caption from what he said, but I am learning that no group has the market cornered on grace. I have undergone a massive shift in regard to my faith in Jesus. By all the measures that I have for defining a Christian, I am not a Christian. I do not view this moment negatively. I feel very much alive and awake and surprisingly hopeful. End quote. So that's pretty sad.
Yeah. And what I want to say in regards to this is that You can't leave. If you're saved by grace, you're always saved by grace. You can't leave faith. Once saved, always saved. That's the position we take specifically with our background of where we come from in regards to the theology and doctrine we hold to and what we see in Scripture. Christ doesn't just save someone with the opportunity for them to, in the long run, decide, I no longer want to follow you. That doesn't happen that way.
They either were never saved to begin with.
Yeah, and that's where I want to say, if Joshua Harris is not a Christian anymore by what he says, then he never was. That's the point. When Christ talks about, I'm divine, you are the branches, and every branch that is not of me is cut off and thrown in like a fire, he's referring to these things. There may be branches that look a part of the tree, but the ones that die and fall off were never really a part of the tree to begin with.
Yeah.
This is what is in reference to that for him specifically. If he wasn't a Christian to begin with, then this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because only a non-Christian cannot be a Christian. You can't be a Christian and then not be a Christian. It doesn't work that way. That's also why it talks about, you know, no lukewarm Christianity. You're hot or cold. In this case, you can't be lukewarm. There's no lukewarmness to Christianity. There's either you are saved by grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, or you're not.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to kind of hit home here. So to make the point again, this isn't a condemnation, because what we do in our prideful hearts whenever this happens, a lot of times, even when it comes from a place of maybe support and devastation, we still have a tendency in our prideful human hearts to stand on our high horses and look down on people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do that. That's why I made that the preface in the beginning. But it is so important that we look and analyze these things and ask ourselves, well, how does this make sense in light of what we know according to God's word, what we know according to who we are as Christians? And that's the place I want to come from, is that him making these decisions shouldn't be a surprise if he is not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Because only a non-Christian could publicly do that. We may have failures as Christians, and we may struggle with our sin, but denouncing Christ is blasphemy. To denounce Christ in such a way as to say you're in the faith and not is blasphemy.
Yeah, and it's kind of confusing, because, you know, I feel like that wouldn't be something that you would say, you know, I don't view this moment negatively. If it's something that you've held to for so many years and that you have claimed to have loved, you know, the gospel and things of that nature, this wouldn't be a light,
right?
You know, it wouldn't be a positive,
right? Which brings me to my second point. One thing I want to bring up: when he starts out, he says, "I've come to understand that not one market has the whatever corner has, grace cornered or whatever." Yeah. Which is actually incorrect, because Christ does have the market cornered on grace. He is the very standard mm-hmm. of grace.
Yeah.
So you either miss the point of grace, or you don't understand.
It's not grace to allow your sin to, right. and that's, take place.
I've been listening to different things, different podcasts, radio shows that have kind of dived into this, and what I see, and I can kind of align to this. What it seems like to me is someone who is struggling with a sin. Don't know what that sin is. I heard someone say that maybe he is struggling with something sexually immoral, and he's been fighting this, and then he has almost in a way given over to his sin, and that's led to these decisions. And I can kind of see that, because the way that these things have come out, first with him about talking about his divorcing his wife, and then kind of explaining what that looks like there, and then also him quote-unquote leaving Christianity, and why he hasn't come out and explained these things anymore, but the biggest detail that I can find is in regards to Christians being quote-unquote bigoted or being discriminatory to the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
So all that together, and then not only that, he recently, this just came out a day ago, marched in the Pride Parade in Vancouver. So all of this kind of makes me think, well, maybe there's something more behind this. Maybe it's, I don't know. This is sort of speculation, but if you look into it, it kind of makes sense. And whether or not he comes out with this or not, I don't know the extent of everything going on in Joshua Harris's heart. But I do want to say that anytime this happens, as the Christian community, one, if they weren't of the Christian faith to begin with, it's not surprising.
Yeah.
Two, no matter how he wants to wrap it up in a, how he wants to wrap it up, how pretty he makes it, how even he may want to demonstrate it as he's choosing this because he sees this as the more loving. Again, we've talked about this. True love it never denounces truth. Never denounces truth. It doesn't. In this world, that's part of the devil's cause, is to make things that are wrong seem right, mm-hmm. to make things that the world says is hateful and bigoted and flip it on its head to make it seem like we're the ones who are actually doing that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we are, and that's why we need to be careful. We need to always examine, again, we must always individually be examining ourselves, our faith, in line mm-hmm. and in light of Scripture. Just one, to see, do we really believe what God has declared in His Word? Do we really believe in this Jesus that we claim to believe in? Do we really believe all these things? Because the Bible's pretty clear about situations such as this. And that's the big point here. Yeah. The big point here is that whatever it is that Joshua Harris is going through, my hope and prayer, because I did find benefit in his book, like we've talked about before, with Kiss Dating Goodbye, mine was Boy Meets Girl. There's benefit there. And I whether or not whatever happened, God used him in some form or another during that period of his life.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that everything that happens in the world, if we claim to believe in the God of the Bible, then we also claim to believe that God is in control. He's sovereign. Yeah. So the situation, however we want to look at it, there is God's sovereignty at play in this and mm-hmm. in and around this, and we need to look at that. No, God is not causing the sin, but God is in control of everything.
Yeah.
So we need to also remember.
So
don't
let these kind of things shake you in your faith. Stay steady and looking to Christ, and know that
right. And if you're going to examine this, if you're looking at this, and this is does kind of seem shaky, don't take Joshua Harris's worldview as the end all to the truth there. Take what he's saying, go back to the Word of God, examine what he's saying, and see if what he's saying lines up with that. And if what Joshua Harris is saying doesn't line up with that, then there's no reason to question where you stand on that, unless, you know, you're in a difficult spot with your faith as well, because this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if this happens more and more and more on a regular basis moving forward, because, again, we live in a world, like we say in our intro, that is increasingly anti-Christ.
Yeah, and he's going to have, majority of people he's going to have are going to support him, you know, because the world loves that.
Right, and that's another clear indication that this is a worldly decision and not obviously a godly one.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the support system that he's got going around him. And that's what's so devastating. That's what's so devastating is that just, well, number one, if you're saved and you've experienced the amazing love and grace of Christ, you've tasted the sweetness, you've had the experience, but not just the experience, you know, by continually spending time with God, how he keeps you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you understand the sadness of what was going on in Joshua Harris's heart for so many years. I can't imagine what that's like. Yeah, there are points in our life where we struggle and we have hard, difficult, people can go through difficulties, but just the thought that, you know, this struggle or whatever he's going through was always lingering there.
Yeah.
You know, and then to give over to that after so many years, I can't speak of that, but I can say that, you know, that's what's sad to me. Sad to claim to have tasted the sweetness of grace and then to abandon that,
mm-hmm.
Which is why I know that it's impossible. I know that it's impossible, one, by God's word, and then also just for my own life.
Yeah.
Christ will never let you go.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of if you want to or not. It's a matter that you will never be able to be let go. Yeah. Christ is not going to give up on you and let you go ever. So it's either, like we said, you were in the faith or you weren't to begin with. Where did you get that mug?
This thing? I thought you'd never ask. I got this sweet mug becoming a supporter of the We the Exiles podcast over at patreon.com. Becoming a supporter is easy. For only $10 a month, you can support the ministry of We the Exiles.
Only $10?
That's right. Not only do I feel satisfied drinking out of this amazing mug, it brings me great joy knowing that I'm supporting a Christ-exalting ministry. So head on over to patreon.com, that's patreon.com/WeTheExiles, and become an exile today.
Order up!
The main dish!
So we dropped what would be considered, I guess, by some sort of a bombshell last week mm-hmm. with our announcement of where we're going and the announcement of our time has ended with Seeker and Servant mm-hmm. and what we're doing moving forward. And that's kind of mostly what we're going to talk about today in the main dish. We're going to talk about what does it look like for us moving forward? What are the plans that we're taking in, or what are the steps and actions that we're taking moving forward with We the Exiles?
Yeah, we talked a little bit on the last episode, kind of where we were heading, but this is going to outline more of...
This is more concrete. We've gotten together, we've discussed, we've outlined kind of our plan, at least for the year moving forward.
Yeah, we've set out a goal in mind and the kind of things we want to check off this our list, Lord willing. And we wanted to, you know, let you guys know where we're standing with that so you can be on the end and know, especially for our supporters, knowing where their money's going, and also for those that are praying for us and those who are listening. But I did want to mention, before we get into it, I forgot to mention earlier in the show, because we're transitioning and changing everything, we have changed our Patreon URL.
Yeah.
So all of our past episodes have
At Seeker and Servant.
Patreon.com/Seeker and Servant.
It's now just We the Exiles.
Yeah. So if you go to the Seeker and Servant, it's not going to come up. So if you were wanting to give or do in the future, it's www.patreon.com/WeTheExiles.
Right. And also, we're in the process. We've transitioned most of our social media over.
Yeah, we've transferred over YouTube to We the Exile stuff.
Instagram is switched.
Instagram. Facebook has been kind of hard because it's not really easy to change the name. The URL has changed, but the name has not changed.
Right, so it's facebook.com/WeTheExiles. But it still says Seeker and Servant as the page name. So we're working, trying to get Facebook to correspond with us, which is difficult if you've ever tried to do that.
Yeah. And I guess if not, we'll just
keep rolling with it.
Yeah.
But I think it'll work out one way or another. But yeah, so all of our social media has changed.
So I guess at the start of this, I would encourage you guys to go follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
If you're not. Yeah,
yeah, because... we're really trying to get this thing going, and we would love to have your support and have you guys share our content with others.
So moving forward, what we're going to do, or how we're going to outline this today, I think it would be good, Chandler, if you would read the goals we have set and outlined, and then we'll break those down, specifically how we're going to go about working to achieve these goals and how we're going to do some of these things.
Yes, and I did have them written down, but I'm not sure where they went.
Did you do them on your thing? I think I remember them regardless.
Yeah, one of the main things that we are changing, it's going to be actually adding, is we are going to be coupling video along with our audio podcast, and that's really awesome.
Yeah, so how we're doing this... Our goal was by this Thursday to launch the video podcast or the the show, we're going to call it the live version of the show, not live, not streamed live, but the live version of this podcast on YouTube every Thursday moving forward. That is also the audio version of that live show is going to be what will be our main public episode of this podcast moving forward, which will also come out every Thursday. We will also be releasing still two podcasts a week, but one of those podcasts will be solely exclusive to Patreon listeners.
Yes.
Right. So there's still two podcasts coming out a week, but one of them moving forward will be only for podcast listeners, and they will come out on Tuesdays following the Thursday release of the main podcast. So if it all worked out and we're going to be able to get it all worked away and the video side of the studio built out by Thursday, the main podcast would come out on Thursday, and the audio version as well with a video on our YouTube channel. Then the following Tuesday, Patreon listeners would get an additional episode of audio-only podcast through Patreon.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going to be moving forward. Due to some, like I mentioned, I've been kind of under the weather a little bit, so that's kind of put us behind schedule just a tad, but I'm hoping that, Lord willing, I'll be able to we'll be able to make that work out and get this released by Thursday. But if not, then our goal is going to be to have everything launched and ready to go starting this new format next week.
Yeah.
So next week, starting on next Thursday, if you don't see anything this Thursday, next Thursday we'll have our new format with the video and live show and the audio version of that live show that you can still listen to on the go through all the places that you get this podcast.
And yeah, so be sure to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel to keep up with that when that releases.
Yeah, and this is something that we were originally trying to do when we launched this podcast, but we're finally now with time and being able to transition from servant, really work this out. Because we want you guys to understand that the investment you're making in supporting us isn't just for us to just sit still and continue with the audio-only podcast. If that's what the Lord wants, then that's what will happen. We have so many other ideas, which is why we're doing this, why we're kind of outlining these things.
So, very excited about that. I think it's going to add a really cool element.
So you'll actually now, all the resources you hear, you'll be able to watch the clips with us. You'll be able to see the dialogue between Chandler and I. We're trying to make the space that we're going to utilize unique and different. And we want it to be... the goal of the show isn't to be entertaining, but we do want it to be something that you guys look forward to watching come Thursdays of every week.
Yeah. Also on the list, this is kind of our 1 year goal list. Another thing is we have a goal of we want to reach 500 active listeners.
500 active listeners. We're at 100. I think we just reached 100 active listeners.
So that's really cool. For a year goal, hopefully we'll get to 500, and Patreon goal would be to get to $500 a month
for support.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before, but Chandler and I, we run a business called Revival House. It's just a videography business, and that's what pays our bills for our families. Both of our wives are stay-at-home mothers, and we use that as that's our income. We want We the Exile to be completely separate. Our goal in mind with We the Exile isn't necessarily monetary support for Chandler and I. That comes with Revival House. Most of it is so that we can continue to build this podcast up, that we can continue to invest back into it, continue to grow it, because we want it to be good. We want the quality to be substantial, to match the quality of other things that you enjoy, but we also want it to in a lot of ways, be better. So in order to do that, anything in this life, it takes money, which is why we're setting that goal. So $500 a month is our year goal, and we're setting that a year from today or a year from when we launch this podcast.
I think a year from today.
Okay,
like the transition.
So all these yearly goals we're putting in motion today, we're going to say August 1st. A year from August 1st, this is kind of when we're trying to implement these goals. So 500 active listeners, if we surpass that, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of our minimum goal there, $500 a month support through Patreon. Then what's next on the list?
We are also going to be We're also going to be doing, I mean, obviously a lot of the things that we're going to be doing is going to be Patreon only for those that support us. And for that, we're going to be releasing a quarterly magazine. We want to do four.
Yeah, so four different volumes for a year, quarterly magazines called The Sojourner.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be super big magazines, maybe 20 pages around there, but they're going to have different things that you can look like have that are outside of what we do with the audio and the video stuff that we're doing with the Exiles. For instance, we may have like a study in there that Chandler and I put together for you to be able to do interview that's written only. So we may have like a special interview in there with someone that you can read and actually read through the interview. We're also going to do reviews. One of the big things, because Chandler and I we're Christian artists, we've been musicians for most of our life. We want to do comprehensive reviews of Christian music, and then also maybe even books and things that are out there, just because we want to always be on guard of what we're listening, consuming, and reading, and even watching. So our big goal is to, one of the things is to have reviews in each quarterly version of The Sojourner.
And it'll also have kind of reports of how our ministry is going, right, and other resources, recommendations that y'all can use.
It'll act like a kind of a newsletter, but it also be, we're wanting to make it look good. So yeah, it's going to be well designed. Chandler, who's a graphic designer, who does everything you see with the Exiles and everything we've done with Seeker and Servant, he's going to design. So there's going to be, like, I would say, page art pieces that will also be in between some of the pages of this quarterly that Chandler's going to specifically design for each, yeah, for each magazine, for each quarterly release. So that is our goal. So again, this is one of the things that your support goes to, because if you're a Patreon supporter, you will get this quarterly.
Yeah, very exciting. Here's another one that I remembered is we're going to try. This is a yearly goal, and we're trying to make these kind of realistic. We don't want to put too much on our plate, but we want to do something that we feel like we can actually accomplish. This goal won't be just Patreon only, but we're wanting to release two
short
30-minute documentaries. Can you tell them a little bit about?
What we're going to do is two a year, so one every half of the year, every 6 months. That's the goal, right? Is to release one of these short docs, and it's going to be on a person, a Christian, a man or woman who is living out their faith, essentially as an exile in this world. And it's not going to be just testimony driven. What we want to do is their testimony will be interweaved in this short doc, but we're actually going to go wherever they are, wherever this is in the United States. Go and spend about a week with these individuals, filming their daily life. What are they doing? If some of these people have started specific ministries, actually going with them and being a part of their ministries for a week, filming this on hand, and then compiling a short documentary about how these people are being exiles in our modern day. Yeah. So it's not just to sit and watch this person tell their testimony. It's about what they're actively doing as a Christian man or woman in our culture today.
And then our final goal is still kind of up in the air, I guess, whether it'll be mainly Patreon only. We might have another avenue of releasing this as well, but we want to, for this first year, we're going to set a goal of at least putting out one musical project
a year.
Yeah, and that's going to be, we might do more within another year. This would just
This is our first year goal, but with all of everything we're trying to do the first year, yeah, this makes sense. And you're saying, well, what, y'all just left Seeker and Servant? This is very different. This isn't anything that we do music related in the future will be solely through We the Exiles, and it may be a collaborative effort in the future too, which means we may work with other people to get these things out. But what we want to do is focus on music for the church.
Yeah.
And what we mean by that is that we may release, you know, a musical project, let's say within this first year, that it may be four or five songs that deal with a specific part of theology, let's say grace. And all these songs are written for the church to sing, but they're all about grace. They're all about the doctrine of grace. We've talked about releasing a kid's record because we have children, and releasing a kid's record that's theologically based for our children that other parents can use for their kids too, mm-hmm. and teaching them about the Lord. These are different types of projects. So the intention behind these are for the church. They're not in the promotion of us whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
So if we release them, they'll always be free. They will be because of your support, and they're for the continuing of encouraging and teaching others, specifically when it comes to doctrine and theology. That's what we want the music to be around. But we're also going to write them with the intention that you could worship with them, whether it's family worship time with your family or within your respective congregations. We're not going to sell these. They will never be up for sale. They will never be for the promotion of specifically Chandler and I. They are part of this ministry, and they're for the purpose of this ministry.
Yeah.
So that's how it's different.
But yeah, that's the list that we have comprised.
Yes.
It can seem like a lot, but we feel like it's realistic for a year, and we're excited about it.
I'm going to go over them just real quick and kind of a summary, just kind of real quick to recap. So as far as listeners go, we're trying to reach 500 active listeners on our podcast. We're at 100 right now, which may not seem like a lot to some people, but that is to us, and we thank you guys so much. $500 a month through our Patreon support is our goal by August 1st of next year. Releasing a quarterly magazine called The Sojourner to Patreon supporters that will have like a Bible study, special interviews, reviews of records, and maybe some books, different things like that that only Patreon supporters get. 2 short docs a year about living out the Christian faith in our modern world. And a yearly music project that's based around something to do with either theology or, like we said, a kid's record, something that is surrounding what we're doing with the Exiles. It's a completely ministry-based music project, not something that we're going to ever travel with or perform. It's solely for you to be able to use, like we said, in congregational worship or family worship or however the Lord wants to use it.
Yeah, and this is all for God's glory, and we want Him to be honored and glorified through it. We're trusting Him alone for the needs to be met for us to be able to accomplish these things. If you like the way that this sounds, and you would be interested in coming along on this journey with us, we would greatly appreciate your support. Again, you can. Support us through patreon.com/wetheexiles, but also please be in prayer for us, because we really believe in what we're doing, and in transitioning from seeker and servant and just all the unknowns of things. We really believe that the Lord will take and do this, do something great with this, and so that's what we're trusting in Him for.
So that's pretty much our yearly goal for We the Exiles, what we're doing, how things are changing. A big part of that is the live version of this podcast, the show, as we call it, coming hopefully, if Lord willing, can work it out, maybe this Thursday, but for sure the following Thursday that will be up and active, and you can find that on our YouTube channel. We'll also be posting it on, obviously, our social media channels. That's the way it's moving forward. So moving forward, there will still be 2 podcasts, but one is going to be exclusive for Patreon-only supporters, and then our main podcast and the audio version will be released once a week on Thursdays moving forward. But yeah, that's it. That's where we're going with the Exiles, and by the grace of God and His will, this will turn out the way He wants it to, and we know that even if we have these goals in place, which is why we're setting it for a year, even if the Lord changes them or works something out, we will pray that we'll be faithful to Him and His will, and that we would press forward in whatever that looks like in our lives.
Absolutely.
Chandler, how do I stay connected to all things We the Exiles?
Super easy. Remember this, @WeTheExiles. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter using that handle, @WeTheExiles. Also, don't forget to check out our website at www.wetheexiles.com.
To find all the additional resources used on We the Exiles, head on over to www.wetheexiles.com and click on the Resources tab. www.wetheexiles.com and click on the Resources tab.
Did anyone leave room?
Oh, maybe a little bit of pudding.
It's time for dessert.
You love your pudding.
There is something that I wanted to mention that I forgot to.
Is there something you want to mention?
Yeah. It pertains to our website. So the biggest thing with us about our website is that we really want it to be utilized, not just as another kind of social media or another connection point. We use resources usually in our podcast, whether it be a clip from a sermon or a clip from an article or things like that. Haven't done a very good job because we've been still trying to get the hang of all this, but we really want the website to be a place that you can utilize when it comes to these resources, because we don't want you just to listen. We want you to be engaged in conversation with us. We want you to, you know, we've had a few people reach out to us through our Instagram, Twitter, and stuff so far. We want conversations like that to continue, because this podcast isn't just the Cameron Chandler Wood Show. It's about Christianity. It's about all of us together, and that's what we're trying to. That's the culture we're trying to create with the Exiles. So some things on our website is going to be changing, maybe the look. We really want it to be easy and accessible when it comes to those resources and how we engage. And then also another thing, a part of this plan, is that Chandler and I, we're going to try our best to daily be engaged with something through our social media or even if it's the website. And what I mean by that, if we come across things on a daily basis, whether it's through our personal reading, articles, current events, things like that, daily outside of the stuff that we release already that we've planned to release with the Exiles, we're going to try to release some form of daily content.
Yeah.
With something, an excerpt you can read through our social media, a resource that we release exclusively through We the Exiles, whatever it is, we're going to try to be super intentional about constantly staying engaged on there. Not for promotional sake, but because we always want to continue to be walking this Christian life with you guys and to have a place to where you can go daily and find resources such as that. So you'll be able to find all that, well, as far as resources we use in our show, again, that's on the resources page of our website, wetheexiles.com, and then look for daily releases, daily ways that you can find things, whether they're encouraging or just uplifting, or they may be some form of update or something like that through those things.
And if you have a topic that you think would be beneficial for us to discuss on the show, we would love for you to reach out to us through Twitter or Instagram and let us know, because we're always searching for good topics. And sometimes it's easy if it's something that we're experiencing or dealing and we talk on that. But sometimes it's nice to hear what other people would be interested in.
Same things with interviews too. One of the big things we want to do is bring faithful either evangelists or just Christians in general who are doing amazing things similar to what we're trying to do with our documentaries we're going to release, but having them on interviews like we've done so far. So if you know someone, they don't have to be super popular. It could be someone in your life that you know has had a big impact in the community around you, who's living out their Christian faith in a really radical way.
Yeah.
Submit them. We would love to have them on the show. That's the point of this. We want to continue to talk to other people who we know can be encouraging to you guys, but also they encourage us. Yeah. And so if you have an idea for someone for an interview in the future, then let us know on there too. And then last little thing too, before I forget, Patreon is the main way that we're asking for support, but we are going to be updating our website with a give tab that you can give a one-time donation or whenever you like to that. If you're not keen on the Patreon thing, if you'd rather do it that way, You can do so through our website at Give, and give through there if it's just something you want to do without having to subscribe to like a monthly thing. We're not going to restrict that to people who want to give, but that's going to be going live soon as well. But yeah, so I know that's a lot of information that we've covered. Yeah. We've been talking through this. We really are setting in motion these things. We're really going to be praying through these things. We ask you guys to be praying through these things with us as we seek the Lord's will and try to be faithful to him because he's so faithful to us. Yeah.
This past Sunday at my church, Providence Baptist Church in Clinton, Mississippi, the pastor preached on, came to the point in the Sermon on the Mount where it talks about lust. And so it was really good. And he had a tough time kind of getting it together because it's just such a weighty topic. But I thought he did really good. And the passage of scripture that we read earlier in the worship set, I wanted it to read now in our dessert segment because I thought it would be really encouraging, as it is always encouraging for me to read. But it's Psalm 51, and it's the Psalm of David when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Mm-hmm. He said, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings, and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar."
Yeah, that's repentance. So that's a good example of true repentance. And in light of even what we've discussed in the beginning with Noel Joshua Harris case, that's what we would call him to, is that same type of repentance. And I like it too. I like that passage. I want to say we've read it on here before at some point.
A portion of it was a reference on the one of the songs on our EP.
Right. It is a big one for us, specifically guys, and some of the past struggles that we've talked with, specifically in the relation to what David did with Bathsheba, and how Nathan came to him, and how David repented of his sin. It's a good example for us. But I like him there. He says, "I've only sinned." Mm-hmm. He sinned against God alone, and that's the big point, mm-hmm. right? It's not that we've wronged other people. In his action, he did. He wronged Bathsheba. He wronged his people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the big thing. The big thing is that he sinned against God.
Yeah.
That's the wrong. That's the big wrong.
Yeah, we need to have a right fear of the Lord because that's the thing. And this has happened a lot in my life, but just a fear of man more than a fear of God.
Right, without a right fear, you're not going to be able to have repentance like that. The sincerity of his repentance was found in his right fearing of God.
Yeah. Against you only, Lord, have I sinned. He sees that his sin has offended a holy God.
Right, which is how we should be looking when it comes to our sin against a holy God.
Yeah, and two, I love at the end when it talks the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. God wants us to be broken before him.
Right, over our sin.
In our sin.
And God is faithful. He says he's faithful to forgive anyone. We have to be willing to submit ourselves, humble ourselves before the Lord. And he's just to forgive. That's the beautiful thing about God. God doesn't have to. The creator of this world doesn't have to forgive us at all. He's made a way through Christ that we can be forgiven. And I love that. In his brokenness and in his torment. And this is how it is with us. David experienced pleasure through his sin, yes, because we've talked about this before. We wouldn't want sin, obviously, if it didn't entice our flesh.
Yeah.
But he didn't find joy in it. He asked God to restore the joy of his salvation.
Yeah.
Because he didn't find joy. He may have found momentary pleasure mm-hmm. in that, but his true joy he knew came only from the Lord, yeah. which is why he asked to restore him to joy. And that is a great reminder for us. True joy can only come from our salvation. Not this world, not the sins that the world so entices us with.
Yeah.
So like we say, fight the good fight, keep your eyes on Christ, because he is worth it. He is worth it.
All right. Well, we hope that this has been informative
yeah.
and has helped you see kind of.
And if you have any questions, like a lot of things we talked about, and you want us to, and maybe we missed a detail or you're not fully in understanding of what we're talking about, reach out to us. We'll email you. Maybe you want to know more details about what we're trying to do. Yeah, and it's hard sometimes to get it fit into a podcast. Sometimes I'm scatterbrained, so it can be difficult. But yeah, feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to talk more in detail, more in depth about a lot of these things moving forward. And please continue to be in prayer for us. We really do covet your prayers when it comes to what we're doing with the Exiles.
And next time, we'll not only see you, or you'll not only hear us on the audio, but we'll see us on the YouTube.
We'll see us. You'll see us.
You'll whatever.
See us. Anyway, until next time, keep your eyes set on Christ and fight the good fight. This is the We the Exiles podcast.